Cassie, with her family and friends, have checked in at the airport. With such a large group of supporters to see her off, Tassie is feeling stronger and braver about facing her cancer. We now join them as Ete gathers everyone together for a prayer.
Come on, everybody. It's almost time to go through the gate. I just want to say a few words first. Aunties, kids.
Hey, Tassie. Are you ready to leave? Still a little afraid?
Oh, Tupu, yes. I'm ready. I know I wouldn't be here tonight if you hadn't helped me control my fears by learning everything I can about the cancer treatment. For that, I am so grateful.
Sometimes I think that's why God let me stay on this earth. You know, to help other ladies take care of themselves. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Woo, it's so hot tonight. This must be a full flight because I couldn't find a parking anywhere. Hey, Alma.
Hi, ladies. I had to park at OMV and walk. Oh, my goodness. I might need a doctor now. I saw Tewila and Pua on my way. Those girls eating fast food so late at night and didn't even bring me a milkshake.
Hey, the last thing you need is all that sugar, Gracie. Oh, looks like Ete finally got everybody together. Shh. Quiet. Quiet. Girls, tell the kids be quiet.
First, on behalf of Tassie and our family, I want to thank you all, not only for coming tonight, but also for your support since we found out about Tassie's illness. It's been difficult, but something we've gone through with your prayers. Thanks to all of you very special people.
It's okay, hon.
Yes, it's going to be okay. With God's love and support, miracles to happen. And I want to thank him and ask him one more time for his blessings. Please bow your heads and join me now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with grateful hearts.
After the doctor told me that I have cancer, there were so many things going through my mind that I wasn't listening to him anymore.
Why is this happening to us? Just please give us the strength to take care of her.
I've been here for my husband and kids, and now it seems like they have to go on without me.
What's going on? Why aren't they saying anything? Isn't it better to know than to pretend everything's okay?
I just know that I don't want Sina's story to be my story.
And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, time to go. Where are my kids?
Mom, I love you. Be strong.
Tewila, you be strong and don't beat your brothers, okay? Be patient with them. Pua?
Don't worry about anything, Mom. We'll Facebook you every day, and we can Skype. Oh, Mom, don't cry.
Sis, don't start. You're gonna make us all cry. Tupu, tell her.
Hey, this is a happy goodbye, remember? Have faith. You're living to get better. You'll be back soon and ready to make buletasis for the whole island.
Ah, yeah. That's if Sina stops playing with my machine.
Who? Auntie Sina? Mom, what are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. Give me another hug. Okay, be good. Make sure you set the alarm every night. Set two alarms just in case. And Pua, make sure you videotape your sister's skit for me.
Yes, yes, Mom. Okay. Bye, Dad. We love you.
Love you too. Come on, hon. You gotta go.
Yes. Time to take care of the one life God gave me.
And so we come to the end of Tassie Leola. Although this is not the end for Tassie and Ete, and thousands of people just like them who must face their fear of cancer. Theirs is a long journey to fight a disease that has become one of the most survivable cancers today. With faith in God and hope for a healthy tomorrow, What do you think happens to Tassie?
Characters in Tassie Leola are fictional. Any use of real names is coincidental and purely unintentional. Tassie Leola is a project of the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, administered through the American Samoa Comprehensive Cancer Control Program and funded through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.